welcome to it. I'm good to be here. God bless America. It's the No Panic Zone here on the Steve Gerber Show, and so good to have you here. Yeah. Let's see. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three. There will be no Pledge of Allegiance as they redistrict the congressional districts in Michigan. Then number two, no pass on meat tests from the federal government. Test the kids to find out just how badly we have done. And number one, having just returned from the free state of Florida, I can tell you there's a lot of different things. A lot of different things to talk about from Florida. The free state of Florida, definitely a just an enlightenment. Compared to being here in Michigan, the restaurants were open, the businesses were open, people were on the beach, it was packed. And if you wanted to wear a mask, nobody cared. If you didn't wear a mask, nobody seemed to say much and didn't care about that. People were treated like adults. What a novel concept. Meanwhile, by the way, Governor Whitmer, egg on her face, because Trish Foster, her number one advisor, the hand of the queen, really, traveled to Florida. And now the governor and her office are attacking a Breitbart article as a partisan attack for reporting that a top Whitmer aide had breached the governor's coronavirus guidance and traveled to Florida. Trish Foster, of course, she did this with her daughter and friends, at least might have been a couple of kids. But what was really shocking was the fact that she said she did it while her teenage son was home with COVID. But Bobby Leedy, Whitmer's press secretary, said it was a partisan attack from a garbage white nationalist website. Really, that's the best you got, Bobby? Well, they're racist. Well, did Trish Foster travel to Florida? Yes. Did she take kids with her? Yes. Did she leave a son at home who had COVID? Yes, again. So your only retort is that they're racists. Really, that's what you're going with? What a weakling. You ought to be terminated for such a failure of doing your job. You've ever had crisis training? Name-calling is one of the things you don't do. Name-calling is one of the things you don't do. I mean, it's just something you don't do. At any rate, I'd like you to hear from the governor. She was on television yesterday trying to defend the defenseless. One of the things she's trying to figure out is why the Biden administration gave her the snub. They gave her the snub when she requested more vaccines, because if you haven't heard, I don't know where you'd been hiding, but Michigan doing the worst of any state right now per capita for infections and the spread of this fourth surge, the fourth wave, worse than New York, worse than California, worse than anyone is Michigan. Yeah, New York, Pennsylvania, all of them are doing terrible. And by the way, Florida's doing better than all of them. New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey. The free state of Florida doing better than all of those places. And so if we're going to talk about racism, let's ask, is the Whitmer administration a bit racist in its approach to the pandemic? Let's go to bite number three. It's from the discussion yesterday where CBS News actually put her feet to the fire and asked some serious questions. And she still had that incredibly creepy Anthony Fauci pillow over her shoulder. It's just weird. Bite number three. Go.
Are you confident you can actually administer them? Because if you look at what's happening in the city of Detroit, your largest city, the mayor there said, you know, they're really having a hard time in some ways getting the vaccine uptake. There is hesitation. What's the problem?
Well, the mayor's done an incredible job, and I think he has been wanting to expand the population to whom he can offer vaccines. And so we have done that. Michigan was the first to heed the Biden administration's call to drop all of the priority groups and make it accessible for everyone. Right now, if you are 16 and up in Michigan, you can get vaccinated. You're eligible to. But we have thousands of partners who are ready to put shots in arms. We just need those vaccines to come into Michigan.
I don't think she answered the question. Detroit's doing miserably. The mayor says you're not doing particularly well. We just need those shots put out, shots on up. Let's do some math here today, if we shall. Nationwide, 90 million doses of vaccine have been distributed thus far, 90 million. 50 million people have had the virus confirmed. And so then you have another 50 million who have likely had it. So you're at 190 million people that have had the vaccine or had the virus. And we're still seeing the spike. Makes you think that a virus is going to do what a virus is going to do. Doesn't it? Yes, it does. The questions about kids getting vaccines and returning to school. This is another big push. Force kids to get the vaccine. Listen to this, bite number four from the governor being pushed again. It's remarkable, but I think that the national news media is over the whole Democrat Party deal right now. Buyer's remorse a little bit. Bite four, go.
What about kids? If Pfizer, which asked the FDA for emergency use authorization to put vaccines in the arms of 12-year-olds, if they get that, would you mandate that for kids to go back to school?
We're not having conversations around mandates. What we are trying to do, though, is to make it easier for people to access vaccines. And I think parents
understand. But why not? Schools mandate vaccines for other things with children.
Right. And the schools may well do that. At this juncture, we are not having that conversation. I can tell you this.
At this juncture, we don't really have a plan.
We have continued to have good mitigation policies. We continue to move shots in arms. And that's all despite the fact that I've got a reduced set of powers because of the antagonism from my own legislature. And so there's not a conversation on that front, but we are encouraging schools to move forward, to take a pause right now and to promulgate policies to keep their students and their staff safe.
Those mean Republicans actually think that they should be allowed to have a part of the conversation because they were actually elected to do so. Can you imagine the gall of those people? Meanwhile, the United States Department of Education says Michigan must do its M-step testing. They got away with no testing in 2020, not happening in 21. That's going to be ugly. Let me tell you right now, the results of the standardized testing of Michigan kids is going to be ugly because of all this virtual learning, all of this wasted time, all of this lockdowns and school closures and unions refusing to take their classrooms back and so on and so forth. The outcome is going to be devastating. And the United States government says, no, you don't get a pass. You have to do it. For the best dog food you're ever going to go and get, go to GreatLakesPetFood.com, GreatLakesPetFood.com, the best dog food Michigan made, of course, GreatLakesPetFood.com. No filler, no garbage, just the real deal. GreatLakesPetFood.com, a partner of the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
A boy born in Joplin, Missouri, was fascinated by anything with wheels and a motor. The odds of him going on to fascinate millions with his talent? 1 in 260,000. The odds of this born racer having 157 career top 10 finishes in NASCAR? 1 in 125 billion. but every driver seeks the pinnacle of their achievements. The odds of him winning both the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 in the same year? 1 in 195 million. The odds of a child being diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. I'm NASCAR driver Jamie McMurray, and my niece has autism.
Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.